This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India and the US will work for the betterment of people and to ensure peace and security. Briefing the media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to President-elect Donald Trump and conveyed to him that India is looking forward to further strengthening the India-US comprehensive global and strategic partnership. Mr. Jaiswal said the India-United States partnership is multifaceted and special. On cancellation of some of the scheduled consular camps in Toronto, Canada, Mr. Jaiswal said these camps had been cancelled as they did not get adequate security or security assurance from the Canadian government. He said these consular camps are conducted at the request of the Indian community organizations and are being organized as per the comfort of the community organization. On the attack on a temple in Brampton, Canada, Mr. Jaiswal said India has condemned the attack and called upon the Canada government to uphold the rule of law. On the humanitarian assistance provided to Afghanistan, the External Affairs spokesperson informed that 50,000 metric tons of wheat, 300 tons of medicine and 28 tons of earthquake relief material have been provided to Afghanistan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has announced that the government will soon bring a national counter-terrorism policy and strategy to fight terrorism. Inaugurating two-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency, NIA, in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said, in the last 10 years since Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge, the government has adopted a strong approach against terrorism. He said a strong ecosystem has been developed in the country to fight against terrorism in the last 10 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address public meetings in Maharashtra today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he will seek people's blessings by attending the public meetings in Dhule and Nasik. He also expressed confidence that people of the state will ensure unprecedented victory for the National Democratic Alliance candidates in the upcoming assembly elections. In Jharkhand, leaders of both NDA and INDIA bloc addressed election meetings in those areas where the first phase of assembly polling is to be held. Addressing a rally at Hazaribagh, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Annapurna Devi claimed that people of Jharkhand are unhappy with the misrule of the Hemant Soren-led government in the state. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Kalpana Soren held a public meeting at Khunti where she alleged that when BJP was in power in Jharkhand, it pushed the state back. Leaders of Congress, RJD, AJSU and left parties also addressed poll rallies in different parts of the state. The Jammu and Kashmir Assembly was adjourned for the day as the members of the opposition created uproar over the passage of resolution seeking restoration of special status and constitutional guarantees for the Union Territory. The resolution moved by Deputy Chief Minister and National Conference leader Surinder Kumar Chaudhary was passed by the House through voice note on Wednesday. As soon as the session commenced, the BJP legislators led by Leader of Opposition Sunil Sharma voiced their opposition to the resolution, terming it as unconstitutional. The Supreme Court held that recruitment rules for appointments in government jobs cannot be changed midway unless it is prescribed. A five-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud held that rules of the game once set before the start of recruitment process cannot be tinkered with midway. The four-day festival of Chhat is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in different parts of the country. On the third day, devotees paid oblations to the setting sun this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on this occasion. In a message, Mr. Modi said that the Chhat Sandhya Arghya festival is a symbol of simplicity, restraint, determination and dedication. Today, the four-day-long festival will come to an end with morning oblations when devotees will offer Ushakalin Arghya to the rising sun. The Indian Railways is to run 164 special trains from today to facilitate travel of passengers returning to their destinations after celebrating various festivals. The Railways has planned around 476 trains in the coming 3 days. In cricket, India take on South Africa in the first T20 International at the Kingsmead, Durban today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.